help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please. How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. And we're going to be discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. If you're coping with caregiving right now or think it is just about to befall you, this is the show for you. And don't forget to check out all the valuable resources that I have for you on elderrage.com. And you can also see a list of my upcoming guests that are on there, too. You know, I've got 6 outstanding guests for you today, so please tell your friends. And be sure to let them know to listen to us here every Saturday from 3 to 5, that's Pacific time. And let them know that they can listen to my Coping with Caregiving programs online anytime. Our first guest today is going to be Ann Rickson. She's president of SeniorNet.org. And we'll be right back with her.
Quant9 Software has specialized in the development of investment software for computerized investors since 1985. The first version of their popular software was a DOS version, and Quant9 has focused on growing right along with technological advances, always on the cutting edge. The program is now known as NAIC, Portfolio Record Keeper. Designed by professional money managers, this software provides investors with extensive investment tracking tools. From investment record keeping and educational tools to tax decision making and preparation, Quant9's NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper provides portfolio management solutions for all investors. At www.quantixsoftware.com. That's www.quantixsoftware.com.
This is Tony Parinello, host of the Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing Show right here on WS Radio. If you don't need more sales in less time, don't listen to my show. But if you want to get advice from the nation's leading experts on sales, marketing, and leadership, tune in each Friday 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You'll be able to ask questions and get advice that if you had to pay for would cost you thousands of dollars. It's here, it's free, it's yours for the asking. Don't forget, 9 to 11 Pacific Time each and every Friday. Or if you're too busy making sales calls, and that's the only excuse I'll accept, you can catch me on the archives. This is Tony Parinello, host of the Entrepreneur Sales and Marketing Show, the voice of Entrepreneur Magazine, right here on WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Sick and tired of watered down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws,
the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. I'm your host, Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, with a great lineup of guests for you today. A little later in the program, we're going to be speaking with Enid Borden from Meals on Wheels Association of America. Such a great service. And then we're going to talk to Carol Abaya, who writes a wonderful syndicated column called The Sandwich Generation. Then we'll be speaking with Suzanne Mintz. She's the founder of the National Family Caregiver Association, which is so helpful. And then we're going to talk with Jenny Chin Hansen. She's the executive director of OnLock. It's O-N-L-O-K. It's a program out of San Francisco we're going to tell you all about. And then lastly, to Kristen Johnson. She's a journalist and a novelist and an award-winning poet and short story writer. But first up is Ann Rickson. She's president and CEO of the award-winning website, www.seniornet.org. Check it out. It's the world's largest trainer of older adults on computer technology and the Internet. They have more than 240 hands-on learning centers in the United States with affiliates in Japan, Malaysia, New Zealand, Britain, and Sweden. Under Anne's leadership, the organization has been extraordinary growth and has won many prestigious awards, including the 1999 Webby, which is the Oscar of the Internet for Best Internet Community. They also won Yahoo's Internet Life's Magazine Best Senior Site Award in 1999, 2000, and 2001. Wow. And Ms. Rickson is an internationally known speaker and media spokesperson on the issues of older adults and technology. Ann, welcome.
Hello.
Hi. So tell everybody, tell us all about what SeniorNet is doing.
Well, I think what your listeners will probably be most interested in is what's going on our website, where we have a wide variety of discussions, many of which are devoted to caregiving and various issues of support relating to caregiving.
Great. Well, that's what that's what I'm trying to do, is spread the word of where people can find support. How does SeniorNet, you know, service people over 50 and older? Tell us more about it.
Okay, well, let me tell you just generally about SeniorNet, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on the website. SeniorNet is the largest trainer of older adults on computers and the Internet, and the way that we do that is we have hands-on training programs across the country. We have 250 of them in the United States, as well as numerous ones around the world. And
so there's specific sites people go to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can just go to our website at www.seniornet.org and find one close to you.
Okay, so you go to the center and you sign up to take, you're an older adult and you want to learn how to use technology and computers.
Right. You sign up and we teach. And all of our teachers are also older adults themselves. We've developed a curriculum that is specially designed for the older adult learner.
Oh, how great.
Right, because we were finding actually one of the reasons that we started was that so many older adults were very interested and were trying to take classes, but would often drop out of traditional community college classes and so forth because there was so much jargon.
And they had the young kids in there with them who'd been grown up on this stuff, and they were lost on, you know.
Yeah. How do you use a mouse, you know? And
right.
So it can be very frustrating, but SeniorNet's not like that at all.
So it's really geared toward them and their level of understanding.
Right. And, you know, having said that, you can find it on the Internet. If you're not on the Internet, don't worry. You can just call us at our 800 number, which is 800-747-6848, and we'll tell you where there's a center near you.
So they can go there, and they learn how long is the course, or is it
individually? Well, it varies from center to center. The average course is about 8 weeks, and in that time you would learn how to use a computer and the basics of the Internet. But we have a wide variety of courses. I mean, you can take very advanced courses as well.
That is so great. And then by that time, the person feels confident enough to maybe purchase one.
Right. Or they may have purchased one and thought they could teach themselves, and it's sitting there in the box, or they can't really figure it out, so they come to a SeniorNet class.
Oh, I love it. That's great.
Right.
Go ahead.
And well, all I was going to say is, but our real goal is to get people onto the Internet, because there really are. I mean, SeniorNet is not the only resource, but there's so many resources out there, especially for caregivers. And there's so many avenues of support, especially for people who, older people often become caregivers, often get very isolated. And you'll see that on our website. There's lots of support groups where, they can actually have both a social life and a support group without leaving their home.
That's so great. You're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you've
right.
got a sundowning parent that's mm-hmm. wide awake, and you're like trying to cope with them, and you're just, you can't get to your support group during the day, and you're like, oh my gosh, at least you could get online and you could talk to somebody across the country that's up with their loved one too.
Right.
And
or the Australians who are
yeah.
up.
Yeah, so. They're up. And commiserate.
True. And I think that's actually a real lifesaver for people, because often people will be like, get so desperate when they, in the middle of the night, because they feel even more isolated than they usually do.
Yeah, that's a really good point. If it's worldwide, people are awake on the other side of the world.
Yes, actually you'll see that. The Australians are all online. What's the middle of the night for us?
Right.
But also just lots of people are, you're just feeling worried or upset or don't know what to do, and it's a great place to turn.
So how many different online support groups do you offer? Do you offer different?
Hundreds of them.
Oh, wow.
So, there's 600 discussions, but there's numerous support groups and all sorts of different ones from, all sorts of caregiving, specific issues around Alzheimer's or cancer support, widower support. I mean, there's a wide range of different support groups that we have on the website. And these are, very much geared towards, for us, for older adults who have become caretakers.
Oh, wow, that's so good.
Right. So, one of the things that we've found is that people also, we think a lot about the sandwich generation, of which I am a member, so I think it is, you know, very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
But we often forget that actually older adults are very frequently are caregivers for their spouses.
Yes.
And so forth. And, you know, and that they need people. And our website is extraordinarily supportive. You'll never get flamed on our website. You know, people are very much like, oh, you know, how can we help you? Don't, oh, if you posted in a wrong place, as they say, you know, oh, it doesn't matter, don't worry, we'll show you the right, you know, if you want more support. And we also have, you know, health area where you can find information that's geared for older adults on specific health issues and so forth, so that, you know, and then with lots and lots of footnotes if you're the type of person who wants that sort of level of detail. It's actually written for a lay person, but some people like a lot of research.
I think that the key word there is, you know, so many times with caregiving, you do feel isolated and alone, because
yeah,
so many times the friends that you had, many of them just don't want to deal with it. They're not going through that themselves, and they try to be helpful, but it's just not something they're going through right now, and it's just too depressing
exactly.
for them.
Right.
So if you can get with another person who's also coping with it, you know, you've got a friend.
Right. Exactly.
And oh, you know, you bind together in a group and can talk. So I'm all for what you're doing, and we're going to need so much more of this.
Oh yes. Oh yes. As we all age, I mean.
You know, I wish it was around for my dad. You know, he loved gadgets. He never worked a computer, but, you know, he took care of my mom for 11 years, and he
yeah.
felt so alone.
Yeah.
And he would call me, you know, every day, and we spoke every single day for 11 years. And what if I'd been able to get him, you know, on a computer at that point and taught him something or got him someplace
right.
where he could, you know, got the technology now.
Support group
it would have
people.
Been really good.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so amazing to me that I can see. There's one woman who I've actually become very good friends with, who is in her, she's in her 80s now. She's about, when I met her, she was about 77, and she was caring for her husband who was very, very ill. And you could just tell from the things that she was posting that she was really depressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we could tell over time, you know, she just got so much better. I mean, it was
right.
like, because she just needed to be able to talk to people.
You got to talk.
And it was so hard because there really wasn't. Her children were very far away.
Mm-hmm.
And there really wasn't. And she also didn't want to burden them, of course, with her problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, well, you know, the fact that she was able to start talking, talk about, you know, I am depressed, you know, oh, I do feel bad, you know. And she just changed. It was an amazing thing to watch. It was just so wonderful to see. And her circumstances did not change. The only thing that changed was that she finally had a group of friends online who she could go talk to.
And they say, you know, journaling, we're going to talk with one of our other guests coming up about journaling and writing, how important that is. And so here with the internet, you're journaling, you're writing,
mm-hmm.
you're using that language and writing skill, which they say is one of the things you need to do to help prevent with dementia, is
That's
use that
right.
part of the brain.
That's
and
right.
so you're using that, and you're connecting with other people, and you're getting hope and tangible solutions. Oh, yeah, I went through that with my mom.
Right.
You know, try this, you know.
Right.
And so it's just a win-win all the way around. I am so thrilled you are doing this. I can't give you enough accolades. Tell everybody about, you know, we've all heard the term megatrends, the technology wave, the age wave. You know, how do you think that's going to impact? Explain what megatrends is for those that know and
right.
tell how that's going to impact our society coming down.
Well, the megatrends are the ones that are going to have such a huge impact on society that there's going to be no way to avoid them. And there's two of them that are happening right now, one of which is very obvious to everybody, which is technology.
Right.
Technology is advancing so rapidly and so quickly, we don't even know what it's going to look like in 5 years. And the other one that's actually probably going to have an even bigger impact but seems to be invisible in our culture is the age wave. There's about 70 million older adults in the United States. In just a few years, in about 20 years, there's going to be 115 million older adults.
And I'm going to be one of them. How about you?
Oh, I am. I hope so.
I hope we'll be. It's going to be unbelievable, this society, isn't
right?
it?
It's going to completely change. Well, we were a very youth-oriented culture because so much of our population was youth.
Right.
It's now the older adults will be in the majority. It will change everything. Now,
yep.
of course, a lot of people paint that as a bad thing. I actually think it's, in fact, going to be a very good thing. Because you want, I mean, to have a society where people have so much life experience, to me, it can only be a positive. But it's dramatically going to change things. And certain things, of course, like caregiving, are going to become very, very big societal issues. And support for caregiving is going to be an extraordinarily important issue for so many people, as it already is.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the sort of, and the interesting thing about the age wave trend is that we can know those sorts of trends 50 years in advance. So we know that's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. With technology, we know it's going to happen, but we don't know what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
We can't really tell. But with the age wave, we can. And it's going to really change the way that our society looks.
So what are we going to do?
Well, I have my ideas about what I think we should do. I don't know if everybody else agrees with me. Well, the main thing I think is that one of the big things is that we just have to, one, pay attention to that this is happening, and two, we do really have to start putting major amounts of resources into supporting caregivers, because we need them. I mean, we need people to take care of people as they age and are not necessarily as well as they were before.
Right.
But that's an extraordinarily difficult position for people to be in, and most of them do not have the support that they really, really need.
And if you don't have children like I don't, and I'm being very nice to my best friend's kids, love your Auntie Jacqueline, right?
Right.
You love her. No, dear, we're calling Dr. Gavorkian for you. Okay. We're putting you away. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't have kids. You know, what I did for my parents 5 years, who's going to do that for me? We've got to make some changes. We've got to have more people going into this line of work, and we've got to pay them a decent wage, and we've got to have it be an honorable profession that you've gone into to take care of people, because we're going to need millions of them.
Right, exactly. I mean, yes, we definitely need to do that. I mean, we need to professionalize caregiving more than we have, and it definitely needs to be elevated into a profession that people strive to participate in.
Yeah. So tell us what else. You've got about a minute left. Anything else you want everybody to know about getting the word out about SeniorNet?
Well, the main thing is just, you know, if you are an older adult and you're not online, don't feel like you've been left behind. You can learn it. It's really not rocket science. I'm not kidding.
And it's gotten so much better than when it was when I first started on it 15 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
So,
the improvements.
Feel encouraged. You know, if one class or whatever doesn't work out somewhere, go find someone else or find somebody to teach you. Because there's just so many resources online, not just SeniorNet. There's so much else there that could really be an incredible support for you, especially if you're a caregiver.
Yes. Well, I really applaud what you're doing. Are there any of these, so on the website they're listed location-wise?
They are. They're anything listed by state.
Oh, by state. Is anything in Los Angeles area?
There is a learning center in Los Angeles, and not being in Los Angeles, I can't remember.
Well, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to go check it out for you. I think it's just wonderful. So I want to make sure we give out the website. It's www.seniornet.org.
Right.
Okay.
But for those of you who are not online, don't despair. There's the 800 number.
Give it out again.
800-747-6848.
Thanks for being with us, Anne.
Thank you.
All righty, bye now.
Bye.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. And I hope you're going to join us here on Saturdays. Tell your friends that they can listen to archived Coping with Caregiving programs online anytime. Now stay tuned, because coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Enid Borden from the Meals on Wheels Association of America. I cannot say enough about this program. Stay tuned.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
We have a tropical depression gaining real strength.
The most powerful force on Earth. The hurricane. Responsible for millions of dollars of damage and loss of life every year. The hurricane. A force to be feared. Yet, we'll look it right in the eye. We are the men and women of the Air Force Reserve, and our world-renowned hurricane hunters go above and beyond, flying directly into nature's most destructive force. We do it to gather the data that makes the difference between safety and disaster. We do it for our communities. We do it
for our country. And you can do it too with the Air Force Reserve, because the hurricane hunters are just one of the many exciting careers available with the Air Force Reserve. It may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond. For information, call 1-800-257-1212.